Daily Light, December the 2nd. Morning. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you have all knowledge. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. For in him all the fullness of God were pleased to dwell. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. You anoint my head with oil. But the anointing that you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about everything. And it is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you. Abide in him. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you have all knowledge. 1 John 2:20 and Acts 10:38, Colossians 1:19, John 1:16, Psalm 23:5, 1 John 2:27, John 14:26, Romans 8:26. Daily Light, December the 2nd, evening. With our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. For if the sprinkling of defiled persons, with the blood of goats and bulls, and with the ashes of a heifer, sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our consciences from dead works, and serve the living God. The sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. In him we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. For when every commandment of the law had been declared by Moses to all the people, he took the blood of calves and goats, with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people. And in the same way he sprinkled with the blood both the tent and all the vessels used in worship. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. With our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. Hebrews 10:22. And Hebrews 9:13-14. Hebrews 12:24. Ephesians 1:7. Hebrews 9:19-20 and 22.